Dr. Pinsky dictating Amal IME on Francisco, Francisco, Harrigan, Harrigan, hyphen, Rosario, Rosario. The examinee was accompanied to the evaluation by a translator named Claudia Delgado. Period. According to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion, Mr. Harrigan is a 59-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 4/8/23. But at that time, he struck his knee on a coffee table and fell to the ground on his right side. But as a result, he believes he injured his right knee and went to an Atlantic Care emergency room the same day. But he had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. But he did not undergo any surgery and completed his course of active treatment in December of 2023. Period of note, he states he always held two jobs, including the one where he presently works at Golden Nugget. Period. In paragraph, due to the medical documentation supplied, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Spagnuola, S-P-A-G-N-U-O-L-A, on /3/22/24, period. He noted the petitioner's course of treatment to date, beginning with the emergency room visit on 4/8/23, period. He described an MRI of the knee was done on 4/28/23 and revealed intermediate grade partial tear of the PCL, mid-substance with scar remodeling of the torn fibers. There was no acute full-thickness ligament disruption. It showed meniscus degeneration with slight irregularity of the undersurface of the medial meniscus posterior horn, but no defined meniscus tear. Here there was also mild tricompartmental chondral wear without full thickness defect demonstrated throughout. Here small synovitis was associated with a small popliteal cyst as well. Period. He had been treating at Pivot on site and then had a need for treatment evaluation by Dr. Dwyer on 8/18/23, period. He admitted to posterior knee pain that was not constant, as well as buckling with walking and fast movements. Period. He denied any prior history of injury or subsequent injury to the right knee. Period. Dr. Dwyer stated Mr. Harrigan Rosario had clear evidence of pre-existing mild osteoarthritis of the right knee. Pretty stated the MRI done within 2 weeks of the index injury did not demonstrate any evidence of bone bruise to justify a significant impact injury. Pretty the lack of this finding supported the diagnosis of transient synovitis superimposed on pre-existing osteoarthritis rather than any material acceleration or exacerbation of pre-existing osteoarthritis. Pretty Dr. Dwyer recommended a single steroid injection and use of a patellofemoral brace afterwards. Period. He cleared the petitioner to work full duty, unrestricted. Period. After the aforementioned treatment, he would be at a treatment plateau. Period. However, he then did see Dr. Dwyer again on 9/8/23. When a corticosteroid injection was administered, period, he declared Mr. Harrigan Rosario had reached maximum medical improvement with respect to the 4/8/23 incident. Period. Nevertheless, he returned on 11/3/23, stating the injection provided no relief, but the brace was somewhat helpful. Period. Dr. Dwyer wanted to obtain his primary care medical records, noting the underlying arthritic disease. Period. He explained the MRI was negative for acute pathology. Period. He saw no role for viscosupplementation injections. Given the fact that this medication strictly treats arthritic disease, which he already opined was clearly pre-existing and not exacerbated as a result of the injury on 4/8/23. Pretty did participate in physical therapy. Pretty followed up with Dr. Dwyer through 12/18/23. Pretty wrote two injections had not been beneficial, confirmed there was no intra-articular pathology, and that the MRI did not show anything acute. Paired Mr. Harrigan Rosario had an old partial PCL tear with scar formation and degenerative arthritis in the knee. Paired Dr. Dwyer did not have much more to offer him. Paired he reordered tramadol and discharged him from care. Paired after his evaluation, Dr. Spagnuolo concluded that he required no further treatment for the right knee injury pertaining to 4/8/23. Pretty has been currently doing his full duty job and can remain doing so. Period. His diagnosis was resolved right knee contusion. Pretty noted the MRI showed tricompartmental arthritis. And the subjective complaints are related to age-related degenerative changes about the knee and unrelated to the event caused on 4/8/23. Period. Clinically, objectively, there was no instability about the knee and he had good range of motion. Period. Subjectively, he had complaints of pain that are more consistent with arthritic changes than any injury that happened back in April of 2023. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner also sought an evaluation with Dr. Rosen on 5/30/23, evidently outside of his workers' compensation treatment period. After a thorough review of records and clinical exam, Dr. Rosen opined he exacerbated underlying osteoarthritic disease and an old posterior cruciate ligament tear. Paired he had denied any prior problems with his right knee or prior injuries. Paired Dr. Rosen expressed possible treatment modalities including injection therapy, cortisone, physical therapy, and bracing, and if he did not respond, then viscosupplementation would be indicated. But in his opinion, the right ankle was not related to this incident, as he clearly stated to Dr. Rosen in the office that it was not hurt at the time of his knee injury. Period. New paragraph. There is a final report dated 4/8/23. That is either from Pivot on site or AtlanticCare, period. It most likely is from the emergency room, period. He had unremarkable radiographic appearance of the right knee, period. He was placed in an ACE wrap, period. His diagnosis was empirically knee injury. That was stable. Period. He was discharged from care on ibuprofen. Period. New paragraph. He then was seen on 9/5/23 at Medical One. He presented with right knee pain. Period. He had an accident at work, so his knee pain was a work-related issue. Period. His hemoglobin A1C was 7.4%. And his blood sugar levels are good, period. He was evaluated and diagnosed with essential hypertension, overweight, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes mellitus, and vitamin D deficiency. But he was given a glucose monitor prescription and was referred for various lab studies. Paired in the paragraph, he did in fact see Dr. Dwyer for a need for treatment exam on 8/18/23 period. He noted the results of the MRI from 4/28/23, as well as his treatment at Pivot on site on 5/2/23 with Dr. Schinkel, S-H-I-N-K-L-E. Paired he had seen Dr. Rosen on 5/30/23. Paired he was working full duty. Paired Dr. Dwyer diagnosed pain in the right knee with unilateral primary osteoarthritis and synovitis. Paired he explained the petitioner had clear evidence of pre-existing mild osteoarthritis of the right knee. Paired this was confirmed on the date of injury. Paired MRI of the, within 2 weeks of the index injury does not demonstrate any evidence of bone bruise to justify a significant impact injury. Paired the lack of this finding supports the diagnosis of transient synovitis superimposed on pre-existing osteoarthritis rather than any material acceleration or exacerbation of pre-existing osteoarthritis. Paired Dr. Dwyer did continue to treat him over the next several weeks, running through 12/18/23 period. He explained he did not have much further to offer. Paired he reordered tramadol and had him return on an as-needed basis. Period. He resisted flexion beyond 100 degrees, but has 0 to 130 degrees of flexion in the opposite knee. Paired provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He treated at Pivot on site through 5/2/23. Period. He did undergo the aforementioned knee MRI. Pretty continued to be seen at Pivot on site on the dates described. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. There was onchomycosis of all 10 toenails. Period. He had hallux valgus deformities bilaterally, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. Motion of the right knee was quite variable and volitionally limited. Paired, ultimately, he was able to fully extend and flex, but complained of tenderness. Paired, there was no crepitus present. Paired, motion of the left knee, both ankles and hips, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Paired, he was tender to palpation about the right lateral malleolus. Paired, he was hyperreactive to position changes. Paired, there was non-reproducible tenderness to palpation about the right popliteal fossa. Paired knee maneuvers, ligaments of distraction, and McMurray's maneuver elicited a hyperreactive pain response and voluntary guarding. Paired provocative maneuvers were otherwise negative. Lumbosacral, he ambulated with a limp on the right without an assisted device. Paired, he could stand on his heels and toes. Paired, he changed position slowly and was able to squat to 25 degrees and rise. Paired, impressions. On 4/8/23, Francisco Harrigan Rosario reportedly injured his right knee when he struck it on a nightstand. Paired, he was seen at the emergency room where x-rays did not show any acute abnormalities. Paired, he then followed up at Pivot on site, who treated him conservatively. Paired, he submitted to an MRI of the knee on 4/28/23 period. He then treated briefly with Dr. Dwyer through 12/18/23 period. In the paragraph, the petitioner also was seen at Medical One and was evaluated orthopedically by Dr. Spagnuolo on 3/22/24 period. His relevant opinions will be inserted here. But he also had an evaluation by Dr. Rosen on his own. He concluded the petitioner did not sustain an ankle injury in this event. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be variable but full range of motion about the right knee with tenderness. Period. He had a hyperreactive response to position changes as well as two provocative maneuvers. Period. He had voluntary guarding and non-reproducible tenderness, palpation about the right popliteal fossa. Pretty ambulated with a limp on the right. Period. This was not present when walking on his heels or toes. Pretty was able to squat to 25 degrees and rise. Period. Provocative maneuvers of the ankle were also negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. His underlying arthritis was not caused, primarily aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the event in question. Period. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot representing the ankle. Period. End.